Welcome to morning prayer and worship. I'm so glad that you're here today. It is Thursday in ordinary time, proper 11 in the church calendar, and we have set aside this time as holy unto the Lord to sit at his feet, to worship and praise, to listen as he gives peace and quiet and pours out love to our souls. If you do have a prayer request, as always, go to benwardmusic.com/prayer request. We'd love to pray for you. And a small announcement. Next Monday, July 31st at 8:30 p.m. Central, I'm going to go live in our new Facebook group, the Prayer and Worship Facebook group. And I'm going to give a testimony about this guitar I'm playing right now. We just had the summer giving campaign, and the Lord just did an amazing thing. And you all were such a part of that. And so I'd love to share that. So make plans to join us. Join the Facebook group. We'll do it there. It will be archived so you can listen to it later. But try to join us if you can. BenWardMusic.com/Facebook to sign up.
Oh Lord, you're beautiful. Your face is all I seek. And when your eyes are on this child, your grace abounds to me. Please light the fire that once burned bright and clear. Replace the lamp, my first love, that burns with holy fear. And I wanna take your word and shine it all around. First help me just to live it, Lord. And when I'm doing well, help me to never seek a crown, for my reward is giving glory.
Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. By what we have done and by what we have left undone, we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen.
And I wanna take your word and shine it all around. First help me just to live it, Lord. And when I'm doing well, help me to never seek a crown, for my reward is giving glory to you. Oh Lord, please light the fire that once burned bright and clear. replace the lamp of my first love that burns with holy fear.
Thank you, Lord, for this day. Oh, Lord, you are beautiful in all your ways. Lord, you are beautiful. Oh, light the fire in us again and again and again. Renew it, Lord. Psalm 50. The mighty one, God, the Lord, speaks and summons the earth from the rising of the sun to where it sets. From Zion, perfect in beauty, God shines forth. Our God comes and will not be silent. A fire devours before him, and around him a tempest rages. He summons the heavens above and the earth that he may judge his people. Gather to me this consecrated people who made a covenant with me by sacrifice. And the heavens proclaim his righteousness, for he is a God of justice. Listen, my people, and I will speak. I will testify against you, Israel. I am God, your God. I bring no charges against you concerning your sacrifices or concerning your burnt offerings, which are ever before me. I have no need of a bull from your stall or of goats from your pens. For every animal of the forest is mine, and the cattle on a thousand hills. I know every bird in the mountains, and the insects in the fields are mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell you, for the world is mine, and all that is in it. Do I eat the flesh of bulls or drink the blood of goats? Sacrifice thank offerings to God. Fulfill your vows to the Most High and call on me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you and you will honor me. But to the wicked person, God says, what right have you to recite my laws or take my covenant on your lips? You hate my instruction and cast my words behind you. When you see a thief, you join with him. You throw in your lot with adulterers. You use your mouth for evil and harness your tongue to deceit. You sit and testify against your brother and slander your own mother's son. When you did these things and I kept silent, you thought I was exactly like you. But I now arraign you and set my accusations before you. Consider this, you who forget God, or I will tear you to pieces with no one to rescue you. Those who sacrifice thank offerings honor me, and to the blameless I will show my salvation. The cattle on a thousand hills are yours. Everything is yours, God. So we sing glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Our scripture lesson is Acts 15, 1 through 11. Certain people came down from Judea to Antioch and were teaching the believers, unless you are circumcised according to the custom taught by Moses, you cannot be saved. This brought Paul and Barnabas into sharp dispute and debate with them. So Paul and Barnabas were appointed, along with some other believers, to go up to Jerusalem to see the apostles and elders about this question. The church sent them on their way, and as they traveled through Phoenicia and Samaria, they told how the Gentiles had been converted. This news made all the believers very glad. And when they came to Jerusalem, they were welcomed by the church and the apostles and elders, to whom they reported everything God had done through them. Then some of the believers who belonged to the party of the Pharisees stood up and said, "The Gentiles must be circumcised and required to keep the law of Moses." The apostles and elders met to consider this question. After much discussion, Peter got up and addressed them, "Brothers, you know that some time ago God made a choice among you that the Gentiles might hear from my lips the message of the gospel and believe. God, who knows the heart, showed that he accepted them by giving the Holy Spirit to them, just as he did to us. He did not discriminate between us and them, for he purified their hearts by faith. Now then, why do you try to test God by putting on the necks of Gentiles a yoke that neither we nor our ancestors have been able to bear? No, we believe it is through the grace of our Lord Jesus that we are saved, just as they are." We are saved through your grace, Lord. You pour it out on us. We are saved through your grace, Lord. God, thanks be to God. Amen. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Collect of the day, the prayer we pray together collectively on this Thursday in ordinary time, the season after Pentecost. Almighty God, the fountain of all wisdom, you know our necessities before we ask and our ignorance in asking. Have compassion on our weakness and mercifully give us those things which for our unworthiness we dare not and for our blindness we cannot ask. Through the worthiness of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. lead us in a time of guided prayer. I'll give prompts. I'll continue to play. Pray specifically by name those in your life before the throne of grace. The Father invites you today to pray with boldness. Oh, what an honor, what a privilege to lift up those around us today. Let's begin with our own hearts, as always, our joys, thanksgivings, trials, worries, fears. Whatever it is, lay it before Jesus, lay it before the Creator of the universe who loves you. Closer than a brother, closer than the air that I breathe. You're that friend, Lord, closer, closer, closer. Let's pray for our families now. Our immediate families, our extended families, wherever it is, whatever that means in your life today, whatever it looks like, just lift them up. There's a friend closer than a brother. There's a friend closer, always closer, always near. He never leaves. Oh, let's pray for friends, acquaintances, co-workers, fellow students, anyone that the Lord lays on your heart, person you met on the street or in the store. Oh, just say their names before the throne of grace. Pray for our enemies. Jesus commands us to pray for our enemies. Bless those who curse us. Pray blessing upon them. It changes you. It changes them. It changes the circumstance.
There's a friend closer than a brother. There's a friend
for your presence. There's nothing like it. You are closer than a brother. Always near. You never leave us. You never forsake us. thank you that we can spend time in your presence, God. Thank you for the gift of your presence, Lord. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen and amen. Go in the peace and the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit. You have someone with you at all times, the Holy Spirit, the God of the universe, sticking closer than a brother to you, available to you, loving you, loving your presence, even as we celebrate His. Walk in that knowledge today. Amen. Thank you for joining me. Remember Monday, July 31st, 8:30 Central, the Facebook group, inwardmusic.com/Facebook. Love to see you there.